From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands turn out when the militant group Hezbollah buries one of its top military commanders killed outside Damascus. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Mustafa Badreddin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus International Airport.
Syrian TV announced Badreddin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. A Hezbollah statement claimed that Badreddin took part in most of the group's operations since 1982. Badreddin was at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri, who died when an explosion tore through his motorcade in 2005. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A UN committee has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill-treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. The committee of 10 independent experts said its major concerns in Turkey included impunity for acts of torture, inhumane detention conditions, and accusations of extrajudicial killings. Saudi Arabia also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. The committee also called for a moratorium on the death penalty, noting its concern at Saudi Arabia's growing number of executions. Amnesty International reports the kingdom executed at least 158 people last year. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says the Italian Coast Guard rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the southern coast of Italy. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, at least 500 people were taken off two boats that left Egypt several days ago.
In one operation, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 500 people were rescued off Sicily, southeast of Cape Passero. It says the people crammed into two fishing boats had departed several days ago from Egypt. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the nationalities of all the people are still not known, but that the Italian Coast Guard reports some Syrians and Iraqis were among the group. The UNHCR reports nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. While most have gone to Greece, a growing minority of more than 31,250 has headed for Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials plan to execute raids in the next few weeks to deport Central American mothers and children who immigrated to the U.S. illegally and have exhausted all legal recourse. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday the month-long series of raids is focused on hundreds of mothers and children who have already been notified they have to leave the United States.
The only people who are the targets of these operations are people who are subject to an order by an immigration court for removal, and people who have also, in addition to being subject to that order, have exhausted any potential claims that they have for humanitarian relief.
In January, the Obama administration began a surge of raids to deport illegal immigrants focused on Central Americans who stayed beyond their deportation orders. The U.S. military now has its first female combatant commander. Air Force General Lori Robinson assumed her role as the new head of U.S. Northern Command Friday during a change of command ceremony attended by military leaders from the United States, Canada, and Mexico. General Robinson pledged to protect the United States and its citizens.
I will work passionately to uphold the faith the American and Canadian people have placed in these commands and ensure that we remain vigilant and postured to outpace any potential threat.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter praised Robinson's complete set of proven experiences and her ability to lead and command in high-tempo operational environments. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.